USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the eve of the vote to impeach President Trump, he sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declaring his innocence and accusing her of subverting American democracy. The six-page letter seemed like a long presidential tweet, but a bit more formal. He said, "More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment."
Look, this has been a total sham from the beginning. Everybody knows it.
The president accused Pelosi of inventing the charge, abuse of power, branding it completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless. Pelosi, he wrote, suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 31 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
In New Zealand, police say an Australian teenager and a tour guide are the two people presumed dead, but whose bodies have not been found after last week's volcanic eruption on White Island. New Zealand Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement.
Imagery shows us that it's very clear that two of the eight bodies, we believe that were in or near a stream that runs off the island and into the sea. We're no longer present on the island.
16 people died and 14 bodies were recovered. Former Trump campaign official Rick Gates will serve prison time even though he helped with the Russia probe and other investigations. Prosecutors said he was an extraordinary cooperator and they recommended that he only serve probation. But the judge said he had conducted a scheme that went on for several years. She also said that the seriousness of the crimes merited some time in jail. She sentenced him to 45 days, which he can serve intermittently over 3 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Do you like spicy foods? New research finds that peppers could be good for the health of your heart. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A new study has been published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, and it finds eating peppers on a regular basis can lower the risk of death as a result of reducing your risk for heart disease as well as stroke. Eating peppers at least four times a week cut the risk of a heart attack death by 40%. 40%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices have dropped 2 cents a gallon, USA's John Clements reports.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop in the price of the pump, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at $3.64, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State, an average of $3.23 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.